A man accused of trying to shoot a Canton police officer has been found competent to stand trial. A Stark County judge ruled Thursday that 21-year-old Shane Newman of Plain Township understands the proceedings against him and can assist in his defense. Newman is charged with attempted murder, felonious assault, robbery, and other offenses stemming from a December incident at the Walmart on Atlantic Boulevard Northeast. He was seen on video pulling a handgun while being detained for suspected shoplifting, but the weapon failed to fire. An insanity evaluation is still pending. A motorcyclist is dead following an early morning crash today in Canton. Police say a 47-year-old man was northbound in the 900 block of Cleveland Avenue Northwest when he lost control while negotiating a curve shortly after 1. The motorcycle left the right side of the road, struck a guardrail, and threw the rider from the bike. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating. The victim's name has not yet been released. Police say it is not yet known whether drugs or alcohol played a role. An assistant fire chief is facing federal child pornography charges. A grand jury indicted 58-year-old Donald Morrow of Washington Township on counts including receipt, distribution, possession, and transportation of child sexual abuse material. Authorities say an FBI investigation began after a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children involving a Dropbox account linked to Morrow. Investigators later seized a hard drive containing more than 250 illicit images. Morrow has been suspended with pay from the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department and remains in federal custody. He's scheduled to be arraigned June 23rd. A Stark County grand jury has refused to indict a North Lawrence man accused of making a pipe bomb. A no bill was issued for 56-year-old Timothy Henthorne on charges of illegal manufacturing or possessing explosives and inducing panic. The case stemmed from an April 2nd incident along Lincoln Way West in Tuscarawas Township. State troopers responding to a report of a suspicious vehicle found an explosive device leading to evacuations of two homes, a road closure, and a response from the Summit County Bomb Squad. No injuries were reported. A judge ruled the Stark County Board of Elections violated Ohio's open meetings law when it met privately in 2020 and 2021 to discuss purchasing Dominion voting machines. Visiting Judge William Finnegan issued an injunction barring the board from holding executive sessions on voting machine purchases. The ruling follows a 2024 Ohio Supreme Court decision that narrowed when public boards can discuss property purchases behind closed doors. Finnegan found no competitive bidding was involved, eliminating any justification for private meetings. A July 28th hearing will determine whether the county must pay the plaintiff's attorney fees. Jackson Township fire officials say combustible fluids drained from scrap vehicles likely fueled a blaze at Fosnot Auto Parts May 4th. Investigators say the exact cause of the ignition remains unknown. The fire caused an estimated $35,000 in damage at the Whipple Avenue Northwest business. No injuries were reported. Officials say they found no evidence of fire code or environmental violations. A woman is appealing a vicious dog designation following a May 15th attack at Lake Tomahawk that left a woman seriously injured. Laurel Brothers of Youngstown has filed a challenge in Columbiana County Municipal Court over the classification of her dog, Bo. The incident left a Beaver local teacher with extensive injuries and led to a dog warden designation that carries strict requirements. A hearing on the appeal is set for Monday, while possible criminal charges remain under review. A Boardman man will be sentenced August 13th after pleading guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to charges related to the abuse of a child that allegedly continued into adulthood. 70-year-old Kevin Randolph entered guilty pleas Thursday. Prosecutors say he pled guilty to felonious assault and sexual battery as part of a deal that dismissed additional charges. Randolph remains free on bond pending sentencing. Two juveniles were arrested in Youngstown after police recovered a stolen vehicle linked to an armed carjacking in Sharon, Pennsylvania. The vehicle was found Wednesday night at Glenwood and Indianola Avenues. Police say a loaded handgun was discovered on one suspect and a loaded magazine on the other. One juvenile allegedly broke free from handcuffs, attempted to flee, and assaulted an officer. Both were taken into custody on multiple charges. The Ohio BCI is looking into an officer-involved shooting in Warren. The agency was called to the 1500 block of Longfellow Court Northeast early Thursday following reports of gunfire. Officials say the person who was shot survived and was taken to a local hospital. No officers were injured. Warren police requested the investigation. A Trumbull County jury has found a man guilty of murder in a February shooting at a Warren apartment complex. 19-year-old Ashad Johnson could now face life in prison for the death of 17-year-old Damar McKinney. WKBN-TV reports prosecutors say the verdict came after testimony and surveillance video from the Packard Apartments parking lot on Mahoning Avenue Northwest. Johnson's family called the verdict unfair and say they plan to appeal. A co-defendant is scheduled for trial later. A Warren woman has been sentenced after admitting to operating a mail truck while intoxicated. 47-year-old Michelle Keller pleaded guilty to OVI and received 1 year of probation, a 1 year license suspension with limited driving privileges, and a driver intervention program. Trumbull County deputies arrested Keller in March after reports she had passed out in a postal service vehicle on Anderson Anthony Road in Braceville. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.